This is Living the RV Dream, episode 88 for Friday, February 8th, 2019.
I'm riding in my RV, wherever I want to be, 'cause I'm free in my RV.
Hello, happy campers, fellow pelican heads, and travelers around the world. RVers, full-timers, boondockers, van dwellers, dreamers. Here we are. My name is Robert Morales, and if it is your first time here, I travel around the United States and hopefully one day other countries, towing a small travel trailer, 19-footer Winnebago Micro Mini. And today, I'm coming to you from fabulous Las Vegas. Yes, Nevada. But that's not what I want to talk about today, because for the past week, I think the last time we spoke, I was still in Santa Clarita, California. And I went to the Vasquez Rocks, which is famous for being in an episode of Star Trek, among many other things. I also, one afternoon, after it stopped raining, I got this crazy idea. I went down to Los Angeles, to Hollywood, to the Griffith Observatory, and it was one of the clearest days I've ever seen there because of all the rain. Yeah, a lot of rain in California. Then I went to Bakersfield, which the town, I didn't think it was all that great, but I stayed at this RV park. It's called Orange Grove RV Park, and each site, you have your own orange tree, and you can pick your oranges and make fresh orange juice from freshly picked oranges, and that was truly fabulous. The main thing that I did there, the weather has been crazy in the Southwest, and it's been raining a lot. But the main thing that I did, I went on the for a drive on the Kern River Canyon. That's what I did last Friday, actually. And I went to a hot springs, and it's called Remington Hot Springs, and it's a little bit of a hike down to the Kern River. And it is artificial, you know, the pools. But it was very nice. I was all there by myself. There was no one else. And there are three pools. One of them is really hot. And then, you know, the other two are a little cooler, which was pretty cool. I had it was a good time. It was kind of a bucket list thing, because I've always wanted to swim in a hot spring, in a natural hot spring, and I've never done that before. So that was cool. I was gonna explore the area a little more, but as I said, it rained. So I just drove around Bakersfield a little bit the next day, and then my furnace just kicked in. I forgot to turn it off. So let me get back to you right now. Okay, I apologize for that. Okay, where was that? Where was I? Okay, after Bakersfield, you know, my original plan was to do the Highway 395. North, all the way to Lake Tahoe, but what happened? It's been snowing a lot. At the time, I didn't know it. Anyways, I decided to go into this other national park that I hadn't visited, and Death Valley. Basically because I wanted to visit the lowest point in the Western Hemisphere, which is the Badwater Basin, which is located within the park. It's what the park is famous for, right? So on the way there, I stopped at the Fossil Falls. It's a pretty cool hike. It's like a lava field. It's nice. It's a nice place to see. But in hindsight, after I've seen Death Valley, very few things come. What a beautiful place Death Valley is. And of course, in order to get to the Death Valley proper, you have to go through two other valleys, and it's quite a bit of up and down. So make sure that your rig is mountain ready. Let's just put it that way. I stayed at this campground. It's called Stovepipe Wells, which is the second campground, the second town you encounter as you come from the west. And this is $14 per night. And you know, California is very advanced. You know, in many campgrounds, what you do, you have a little box, and you put an envelope, and you deposit the money, cash, and you know, it's the honor system. In here, they have like a parking meter machine at the entrance of the campground, and you insert your credit card, you say how many days you want, and out comes the your ticket that you attach to the post on whatever site you decide. This is first come, first served. But it wasn't full at all. It was actually nearly empty this time of the year, which is unusual because this is the prime time of the year to visit Death Valley. You don't want to visit in the summer when it is 120, 140 degrees Fahrenheit. But campground, no big deal. It's nice. It's level. And there is a convenience store. There is a saloon across the street and a restaurant and a gift shop and a hotel, as a matter of fact. But what happened that night? It was Super Bowl, so I decided to pass by the saloon and you know, have an IPA and watch the big game, which I didn't finish watching. It was kind of a boring game at that. And I'm not like the greatest football fan either, so it was good. It was a way to be entertained for a couple of hours. And on the next day, that's when I decided to explore the park. As you drive east and then south, you want to go to the, it's called Furnace Creek, and that's where the main visitor center is located. And you can buy a your ticket at any of the machines throughout the park, but in here they give you like your official tag that you are, you know, that you paid for the thing. Even if you have the annual pass, and a lot of us just hang it on our rear view mirror, they do make you show your annual pass and give you that. It's like a bright green paper that you put on your dashboard. And over there they also have a couple of hotels and restaurants and gas, very expensive gas. It was $4.69 for regular here at the Furnace Creek gas station. But then again, you're in the middle of nowhere. There's no gas for like 70 miles in either direction, so you're stuck. From there, I decided to visit like the main, the piece de resistance here in the park, which is that Badwater Basin. It's about a half an hour drive going south on the Badwater Road. And this place is, you know, they have the observation deck from where you can see it, but I fully recommend that you walk. It's like a half a mile walk, maybe a little more, until you reach the actual basement, the actual salt flats, because you can see the ground takes this weird texture, and it's almost like a honeycomb pattern with the salt. And it's salt. I tasted it. I just took rubbed my finger on the ground and tasted it. It's salt. But it's very surreal to be here. And it was even more surreal because it was not a regular day. The mountains were covered with clouds because it was raining in the Sierra Nevada. So and it was very windy. It was 40, 50 mile an hour winds. And yeah, very surreal to be there. From there, what did I do? I drove a little further south, but I didn't see anything all that great. I wanted to do some of the points of interest. And actually, there is a natural bridge. There's a hike that you can do to a natural bridge. It's a dirt road, about 3/4 of a mile. Not too bad. And then the hike. It's short. It's not even half a mile. The only thing is you may be tempted to continue the hike until the end, and there's like even some rock climbing involved. I didn't think it was worth it. Just seeing the natural bridge, which is like an arch, basically. It was a cool hike. And then the other thing that I did is called the Artist Drive, and it's a drive from this same Badwater Road, and it goes through all these mountains and rock formations, and they're all different colors, like greens and oranges, and even, you know, it's kind of rainbowish. It's incredible. It's something that I had never seen before, and I do recommend that anybody see it. That was really quite the experience. From there, what did I do from there? I think that was it. I mean, time flies when you're having fun in these places, and everything that you visit, it takes at least, an hour, half an hour. Oh, one thing that I did, this is very close to Stovepipe Wells, where the campground is located. And I'm sorry, I skipped them, but those were the first things that I did in the morning. I went to the sand dunes, which are the Mesquite Flat sand dunes. And these are sand dunes, like, they're not white in color. They're like off-white, kind of, like amber kind of color. And there was a lot of wind, so there was a little bit of a dust storm there. But they're beautiful sand dunes. And it is a photographer's paradise if you want to go there. Go in early in the morning or late in the afternoon at magic hour and... Oh boy, I took some great video and some very nice pictures. After that, I went to the place where they used to mine the borax, one of them. And it wasn't the 12 Mule Canyon. I'm trying to think what it is called. There's a Salt Creek and there is a Harmony Borax Works. That's what it's called. And there's like an interpretative trail where they tell you how they used to mine the borax, and then they used to refine it right there on site, and then they had a carriage, like a train, pulled by 12 mules, hence the 12 mules brand of borax, and it's pretty cool. But from there also there is a... It is called the Mustard Canyon Trail, and you can take it with your car. And it's a very cool drive along, it's a canyon in between these rock formations, and they're mustard in color. Another place that I visited, and it was really cool, it was near the, on your way to Badwater Basin, and I'm sorry, I'm kind of going back and forth here. It's called the Devil's Golf Course. And it's this place, it's very close to the Badwater Basin, but there are these rock formations made out of salt, and they're like they tell you to be careful not to fall on one of them because you can get cuts. They're very sharp rocks, and that was another very surreal landscape. I ended the day by going to Dante's View, which is a very high mountain. It's almost 5,000 feet above that lowest point, which is actually, I don't know exactly how low can you go all the way to, it is the lowest point in the Western Hemisphere. That's the point. And from up there, you can see almost the whole Death Valley. And it's one of those views that the camera won't do it justice because of the depth. You are so high, and you see this valley below you. It's really something else. On the next day, I stayed here for two whole days, and the next adventure took almost the whole day. I went to one of the most remote places in the whole park. It's like almost an hour drive from there to this crater, which is called the Ubehebe Crater. And that's about an hour drive. And from that Ubehebe Crater, you have to take this, and it is a pretty horrible dirt road. And it takes, it depends, how you drive, an hour and a half, almost another 2 hours to get to the racetrack, which is the racetrack Playa. And it is the most perfectly flat natural formation that exists. It's perfectly like a runway, basically. Actually, one side it's about 2 feet higher than the other side, and they are like a couple of miles apart. So it is a very perfect flat surface, and it was really surreal to see something like that. And there is this phenomenon called the sailing rocks, and these are rocks that are moving slowly on the playa, and you can actually see the trails left by the rocks, the sailing rocks. It's a phenomenon that for many years they didn't know why it happened. I think recently they they discovered the why, and it's because of the freezing and thawing of the terrain or something like that. Anyway, if you, I don't know if it's worth it. It's a one-time thing just to go to this racetrack playa. I don't know if I want to take that road again unless I'm like a like in a rental jeep. I won't do it in my own truck anymore. But yeah, very cool. And then that took most of the day. And then just to end the day, I went to the Zabriskie Point, which is a spot where they have these badlands and this very, very interesting rock formations. And they have trails as well. Although I didn't do any of the trails because, time was running out. And then on the next day, I came to here to Las Vegas. And that's where I'm staying probably until tomorrow. And yesterday I met up with an old friend of mine, Rafa Calleja, and we used to go together in school, in Cuba, many, many years ago. And it's one of those things that we haven't seen each other for 30 years, but we clicked great. I went to his home. We had a couple of beers and had dinner and it was fun. He invited a couple of his friends here, and he's made a life here in Las Vegas, and he says that he's very happy that is a cool city to live at, and that's cool. Actually, today we went to Charleston Mountain, which is just west here of Las Vegas, and since it's been snowing so much, the whole mountain was covered in snow. I mean, at one point I even sunk in the snow almost to my knees, that was really cool, because being from South Florida and originally born in Cuba, I don't get to see snow all that much. So and I do believe that's gonna be the first traveling rubber video, video of mine in a while where you see snow. So that's gonna be really cool. And that's what we did today, which is Thursday, which is where I'm recording this podcast. And I really enjoyed that. And that's all I've been doing for now. I'm putting you up to date here. By the way, the drive from Death Valley here to Las Vegas, it is a pretty beautiful drive too, by the way. So here we are, and I think today is going to be a short podcast, because I'll be honest with you, I haven't finished my Sunday video yet, and I want to do as much as possible today. So that's all I'm going to have for you guys today. I hope you're having a great weekend. I just want to remind you that the best way to support the show is if you buy your stuff on Amazon at all, is to go through my links, because that way I get a little bit of a commission. And also, I am an affiliate with Techno RV, and they have all kinds of stuff for technology items for your RV, like the Wii Boost and the Wi-Fi amplifier and tire pressure monitoring systems and all kinds of stuff. So check them out, travelingrobert.com/technoRV. And the internet, even having those things, the internet is probably one of the most frustrating things when you are on the road. And for example, here in Las Vegas, I have good AT&T signal, but the throughput is horrible. The internet is so slow. So when you have to work on the road, it really hinders your ability to work. Anyways, if you like the program, it would really also help me if you go into iTunes or wherever you listen to the show and give us a review, good or bad. It just so it does help people find the podcast, and the more people we get listening, the more good things are gonna happen in the future. Coming up on the next week. I have changed my plans. I am not going to be going all the way up to Seattle. I'm going to save that for the summer, because really the weather hasn't been all that great. And I had this wishful thinking, if the weather is bad, I'll wait for the weather to get better. But I cannot wait forever. So I'm going to be back in the area. The plan is to attend the VidCon conference in Los Angeles in July. So I'm going to be coming back to the area. Maybe I'll do like the whole Pacific Coast Highway all the way up, and then, you know, visit the rest of the states on my way back to Florida. That'll be the plan. Anyways, you know, my plans always change like they just did. So I'm just going to go start going east. I probably spend a couple of days in Lake Mead. I want to see the north rim of the Grand Canyon. I want to go back to Page, Arizona, to the Horseshoe Bend to retake my profile picture. You know, the ones that you got, the one you guys always see on YouTube. I want to take it with a little better quality and a little more updated, because I have a few more gray hair now than when I took that picture in 2014. And then I want to see the Navajo Bridge. I want to maybe even the south rim of the Grand Canyon, go down to Flagstaff and then take I-40 east. I'm going to skip like what I've already seen. Like I'm not even probably going to stop at Albuquerque. I'm going to continue. I mean, if I feel it and I have time, I want to go up to Taos Pueblo, but it's quite a drive, so I don't know. But then I'm going to continue the whole I-40 as long as it hugs Route 66. And then after Arkansas, I don't know, I'm just going to cut diagonally southeast back to Florida. That's the plan. So let me know what you think. And that's all for today. As always, thank you so much for listening. And see you on the road, because we are living the RV dream and loving the RV lifestyle. Free in my RV. Talk to you guys next week.